Hi everyone, I'm Dan Albers, and welcome to the halftime and pregame show brought to you by Roslo Financial. And I'm joined with former Anderson Redskin and Hall of Famer, Matt Mullinex. And Matt, thanks for joining us.
Dan, yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, Matt, what we always do is we always start these interviews off by just asking the guys to tell everybody out there about the time you played, your position you played. Just let everybody know about that.
Sure. So I was class of 2004 from Anderson. Played receiver all 3 years. Arguably some of the more formative years of my life between kind of friendships cultivated, just kind of life lessons that I've carried with me since my days at Anderson.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about that. You obviously played in an era Anderson football was really, really good. Talk about what that was like playing not only for Vince Soriano but also for your father.
Both are tremendous experiences. When my family moved actually from Columbus, we ended up moving on the same street as Coach Soriano. So Coach Soriano was kind of like a second father to me, for as long as I can remember. A tremendous privilege to be able to play for my dad. And obviously he coached linebackers and I played on the offensive side of the ball. Just sharing every Friday memory and kind of making it a family affair was super special. And just kind of all in all, had the opportunity to play with some tremendous players over the course of those 3 years. I think we went 39-4 my class during regular season, so I guess in the playoffs as well. But tremendous time to be a member of the team and felt really honored to be a part of it all.
Yeah, and the other thing that we always try to talk about too is we try to ask these guys, is there any teams that you played against or any players that you played against that stuck out in your mind?
That's a really good question. I think my sophomore year we lost to Princeton in the first round. We played against Mike Daniels and Darren Barnett. I think Mike Daniels played at UC, yep. And Darren Barnett went on to play at Michigan State, I believe. And then, funny enough, my senior year we lost to Elder at the Pitt. And their fullback, Pat Leichert, I played with at Brown University.
Wow.
So we used to always kind of trade shots as to, east side, west side high school football or public versus private. So that relationship carried on kind of past high school, which was fun.
Well, those two games that you played, what's your most memorable game that you played in at Anderson?
Again, it's a really, really good question. I would say probably most memorable was probably the Winton Woods game my senior year. Kind of first home game on the turf. They were a tremendous squad. We had a pretty good team as well, and it really went kind of back and forth throughout the whole game. We would score, then they would score. Definitely an offensive game for sure. And we were fortunate enough to come out on top on that one.
I'm going to tell you something. That's probably one game that I remember, too, and a lot of people out there might know, because when I was broadcasting that game, you caught a long touchdown pass. It might have been a game winner, and I almost fell off the roof of Anderson because I was screaming and yelling and gusting up. So that's a memorable game for me as well.
It was an exciting night for sure.
The other thing that not a lot of people know, or I'm not sure if they're familiar with, is that it's got to be an honor that you are in the Hall of Fame for football and also track. That's got to be a pretty special honor for you.
Tremendously special, and I was incredibly honored to get the call. And I actually was fortunate enough to have both Coach Soriano and Coach Wolf the night of the induction ceremony, which was super special. And again, just a tribute to the guys that I both played with on the field and ran with on the track. Just some tremendous athletes. One that comes to mind is Michael Moreland. Obviously, he played football and ran track as well. Just an amazing athlete. Dana Palazzari and Brent Wilkerson, and kind of go on and on and on. But really, that was just a product of the guys that I played with. And we were all, role players. We knew what we needed to do to win. And we all kind of brought our A games each and every time we either stepped out on the field or on the track. But it was really a product of those guys' success as well.
Yeah, you're saying that about Anderson. What do you think that made the teams at Anderson High School so successful on the field?
That's a really good question. I think we were very fortunate to be, under the tutelage of such great coaching staffs. There were times when, I would even get to college and think, man, at certain junctures, I think the Anderson staff, may be a little bit more knowledgeable in certain regards, but, you know, just to be surrounded by such great mentors and folks who really cared about you as an athlete, both in the classroom and on the field. And in that regard, just kind of the teaching staff at Anderson as well. You know, it's really a special place where you can push yourself both, you know, on the field of performance, but also in the classroom as well. And I think, you know, I learned just as many terrific lessons in the classroom as I did on the field.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. It is an awesome place. And if you were to right now, if you were going in front of the kids to let them know the team right now, what would be some of the things that you would try to tell those kids? And I think a lot of the guys that I've talked to is they always come back to the tradition and how we're all in it together. It can be for me playing way back when, and that, I mean, do you think that's a pretty good assessment?
I totally agree. I think that there's a tremendously long pipeline of great teams and great players that have funneled through this program over the past, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 decades. It's pretty astonishing. You know, if you walk just through the Hall of Fame and see, you know, the Joe Dunns of the world, or the Joe Sherrill, or the Chris Norwell, et cetera, et cetera, the Andreas brothers, there's just a long history of tremendous talent, but also folks who continue to care about the program even today. And I think when you're, you know, 16, 17, 18 years old, you know, you kind of get wrapped up in the moment. You don't realize how special those years are. But then you get on the other side, and, you know, I lived in New York and Chicago previously, and I was always kind of tuning in to hear you guys talk to the game on Friday. So it never really leaves you to some extent, and I think that's kind of a special aspect of the program.
Absolutely. And we'll get a little bit into what you did. So after Anderson High School, you went to Brown, and you also actually played football. How was that experience for you from going from the high school level to the college level?
It was much different. So when I got to Brown, I actually played defense. So I played receiver for about 2 hours at Brown.
Really?
And then they moved me to defense, which I didn't think I had tackled anyone since like my freshman year in high school. So kind of had to learn the fundamentals over again. But, you know, it was a different experience, but honestly, I loved it. Again, kind of surrounded by, you know, amazing coaches, amazing teammates that made that experience really special. We won the Ivy League championship my sophomore year, which was really exciting, and had a chance to, you know, to contribute a lot to that team, both on the defensive side of the ball, but also on special teams. So, I mean, definitely a different experience. You know, no more Friday nights. It's more like, you know, we have to wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturdays and get ready to tackle people, but an awesome experience nonetheless.
Was there any taking house? I know, so did Ivy League schools, did you guys play anybody, I guess you want to say a bigger name, did you guys play anybody like that?
I think probably the bigger names that we played, we're still in the 1AA team, so we played Georgetown in D.C., University of Rhode Island was a scholarship school. So, I mean, we weren't playing the Syracuses of the world or the North Carolinas, but you know, tremendous talent on a lot of those Ivy League teams. You know, I think one thing that's pretty special is my junior year off that team, there were actually 8 guys who ended up playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you that, you know, talent at the next level really comes from, a wide variety of programs, whether it be Harvard or Yale or Princeton, who all have, you know, great Ivy League traditions, but also schools like Brown.
Did you have anybody, I know you said you had a guy from Elder, was there anybody else from the Cincinnati area that were on your team?
Yeah, there was actually, our center was from Moeller, and he was also in my class. So it was the Anderson and the Elder kids teaming up against the Moeller kid, because we both beat them that year. So, he didn't carry a lot of weight in that regard. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the Ivies recruit Cincinnati pretty heavily.
Yeah.
And there's always, you know, a good flow or a good cadence of folks from this area going up to New England. I know John Ronk, who played receiver at Anderson, ended up playing at Yale. So another example of a really good athlete going on and playing at the next level in the Ivy League.
Yeah, we understand, you know, you're in town. Anderson's got a big game tonight against the Milford Eagles. I know you're in town. I think you're going to catch the game with your dad. We also hear that Luke Cosman was in town. He addressed the team. And that really also shows the, how the Anderson former players really come back together. And so it'll be exciting. And I'm sure it'll be exciting for you to see the game tomorrow or tonight.
Yeah, very excited. And to be honest, that sounds bad. This is actually the first home game I've seen since I graduated.
No way.
I've either been kind of, out of town with work, or I just finished a graduate school program, so I was in school for a few years. But I attended a few of the playoff games when they made their state run, a few years back, but have never been back for a home game, so I'm really, really looking forward to it.
That's really cool. Just real quick, Andy, real quick, I just want to let everybody know what you're up to now, where you're living, and what's going on. Let everybody know.
Yeah, sure. So, recently finished my MBA, so graduated from business school from Stanford in June, and currently living in San Francisco.
No kidding.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome. Well, Matt, I really appreciate it. I know you're busy trying to get home, catch up with everybody. I really appreciate to take the time, and hopefully tomorrow John Raymond will be down there on the field, so hopefully you'll be able to catch up with him too as well. I know he's looking forward to seeing you. So, again, we really appreciate it, and I'm glad you're back home.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks for your time, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Matt. All right, that's Matt Mullenix joining us here on the Halftime Pregame Show. Back with game action right after this.